USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a state of emergency in Kentucky after fast-rising floodwaters killed at least 16 people. Governor Andy Beshear says the state is receiving information on more deaths.
It's going to grow from there. From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden approved Kentucky's state of emergency declaration Friday. CAL FIRE says 106 homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire, burning west of Yosemite National Park. The week-old fire has burned through more than 19,000 acres and is at 45% contained. Another 640 structures are still considered threatened. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock on YouTube for his 2022 Academy Awards slap. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A key inflation figure is seeing its biggest monthly gain since January 1982. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which looks at the cost of goods and services, jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago. The index only rose 1% from May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising crime, particularly in major cities run by Democrats like New York City and Chicago. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out Republicans' plan to address crime if they're in the majority after the 2022 midterm elections.
Homicides are now at a 20-year high. This defunding of police, we told them it was wrong then and it's wrong now. We're going to give bonuses to make sure individuals and officers can join the forces, that they can have the training to do the job. We're going to make sure prosecutors uphold the law.
USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. Texas Congressman Jake Elzey tells Fox and Friends First he's no fan of this idea.
People have drowned in the river along Texas this year, and this is a real human catastrophe. So the incentive to bring people here when the reality is we don't want them here, there's no means by which we can handle this problem.
Both tipped and non-tip workers will soon be making $12 an hour minimum in Michigan after a court ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally amended ballot proposals in 2018. Michigan restaurant owner Chris Weaver says she believes many businesses will close because of this.
I'm going to have to give it a lot of thought. I've not had time enough to give it any thought, really. And I've got to learn more about what exactly is going to happen, but it's not going to be good and it's not going to be easy.
Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov is suggesting the conference might raid the Big 12. Kliavkov telling reporters conference members haven't decided if they'll go shopping there when talking about the Big 12. He also accused Big 12 leadership of trying to destabilize the Pac-12. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.